This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 15 years ago today, the younger President Bush rolled out new airline security measures in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, not long after the Transportation Security Administration was born. This TSA now spends about $7.5 billion a year trying to secure the skies and our airports, about $100 billion in the intervening years. Marketplace's Mark Garrison adds this up.
TSA money isn't even the whole story. Billions more have been spent by other security agencies, airlines, and airports. In one sense, the new world of aviation security has unquestionably hit the mark. Christian Beckner is deputy director of George Washington University's Center for Cyber and Homeland Security.
If you look at it at the most general level, you know, we haven't had another successful attack on the aviation system within the United States since 9/11.
That gets to the tricky thing about counterterror. If attacks don't succeed, you're happy, but you never really know if you spent the right amount, too much, or maybe just caught a lucky break. And it's a moving target. Rick Nelson is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
We have to change what we're screening. It used to be, you know, the shoe bomber, and then we had a challenge with liquids. And so the terrorists really are, you know, adapting their methods, and they're always going to try to penetrate that system.
Because it deals with the public, TSA also has to consider passenger convenience and privacy, with programs like PreCheck aimed at getting trusted flyers through the line faster. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Epson, offering cartridge-free printing with EcoTank, their refillable ink tank printer. EcoTank comes with up to 2 years of ink for printing up to 8,000 pages. Learn more at epson.com/ecotank. And by Koch Industries. Koch employs over 60,000 people nationwide. Learn more at kochind.com.